Right now we're talking to Drew Heininen. He's a local musician, guitarist, and luthier builder of guitars. And he's got some quality products that you may have seen him play at his various gigs around the area with groups like Brothers in Arms or Common Ground. But Drew, recently I understand that you've been involved in a really exciting project involving someone who's rather well known. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's true. I've really fortunate enough to be approached to build a guitar for Jimmy Carter using wood that he personally grew and has provided for this project.
So this is the Jimmy Carter, the 39th president,
Yep.
of the United States.
Yep.
So how did you get involved with something like that? How did you get chosen for this?
It's kind of a long roundabout story, but I worked with a guy down in the cities. He and I shared shop space. Mm-hmm. And he's an excellent luthier in his own right, Todd Luneberg, who actually built Michael Gulazian's guitars, who has been up here a couple times.
Yeah, he was just up here.
Yeah, doing a house concert. And the previous time that Michael was up here, I was actually visiting with him at the ACA, and he just said, like, hey, let's call up Todd. And so Michael pulled out his phone and dialed Todd, and they chatted for a few minutes, and then he handed the phone to me, and then Todd and I were chatting for a while. And it was during that phone call that he kind of proposed the idea to me. He had been approached by the Carters. He moved down to Georgia a few years ago into the area around Plains, Georgia. He's not in Plains, mm-hmm. Georgia specifically, but he was approached by them to kind of curate this project. Jimmy Carter had grown a couple hundred acres of trees, and he wanted to do something with them, kind of multiple projects, I believe, mm-hmm. Is my understanding. And one of them was they were hoping to make musical instruments, and not just specifically guitars, but that was one of the things that they wanted built. And so he is kind of curating this project, and he pitched the project to me then and asked if I wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, it's the kind of opportunity that, you know, you don't even think about.
Your reaction must have just been yes.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And a lot of the details kind of throughout the project and the process have been kind of open-ended and uncertain, but, you know, it's you ask questions later, you say yes, and you ask questions later.
That's so great, because Michael was just a guest on the show a couple weeks ago when he was up here, and the fact that he just, like, opened his phone and called this guy, this is the most on-brand thing I've heard. It just sounds like something that he'd do. So that's awesome. So what kind of trees were they growing? This was Jimmy Carter's family who was kind of doing this project and giving it to
Jimmy Carter himself on his land. And it's kind of, this is kind of a pet project of he and his wife, Rosalind.
Okay.
As far as I kind of am understanding it,
cool.
That he had these trees, and they're Paulownia trees, which they're native to, I just basically know they're native to Asia.
Hmm. But he was able to grow them in Georgia?
Right. They're a very fast growing tree. And so I think that these trees only took somewhere around 20 to 25 years to grow to get large enough to then harvest. And I've heard of other plantations being kind of grown throughout the Appalachian region of these trees. And so he had them and wanted to do something with them. And
I'm assuming you haven't worked with this kind of wood before.
I had not. I know of kind of one other guitar builder who had really previously used it in guitars. Historically and kind of traditionally, it was used as a musical instrument, tone wood, in Asia, but not for guitars. specifically.
Hmm. Yeah, probably other instruments that they had over there.
Right,
that,
right. And
but maybe like stringed instruments.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So you get did you get to go down to the farm and visit with all this?
I did not. Todd went out while they were harvesting. So I got some photos of the harvesting process and then through kind of the milling process, breaking the trees down into lumber and then breaking them down into smaller parts that were then meant to be used in for guitars and and other. There are a couple other builders who are going to be in the process that are making other instruments, not just guitars, but mm-hmm. also, you know, ukuleles. I don't know if I can't recall if there are any mandolins.
Hmm. How many total luthiers are involved with this?
Last I heard, they're potentially up to like 15 to 20.
Wow.
At the moment, right now, I only know of three others who have like officially announced that they're a part of it. So it's kind of being left up to the individual builders if and when they want to fully kind of jump on board. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are some builders who are, you know, wanting to finish the project before announcing. There's always a risk of announcing that you're getting in on a project and then so many things can go wrong.
Right, of course. So as far as the construction of the guitar that you'll be making for this, you mentioned it's partially done right now. Did you have a lot of control over what it was going to look like, or was that kind of dictated between the Carters and the other? What was the name of the guy who was helping?
Todd Luneberg.
Todd Luneberg. Did they kind of help you out with that?
Generally, they left that open. There was kind of some discussion early on about, you know, do we want to design all of these and kind of have a set template that everybody is kind of building to, or kind of aesthetic design. But I think the decision was made early on to kind of let each of the individual builders kind of take it in whatever direction they wanted to go, and give them kind of artistic liberty to do their individual thing, because most builders have their own kind of style and techniques and designs. And
is this going to be pretty close to the guitars that you make normally, stylistically?
It's going to be fairly relatively close to what I normally build. Yeah.
Awesome. So they ship that special wood up here for
yep.
you to use.
Yep.
Cool. You didn't get to meet Jimmy Carter though.
No.
He just had a bad fall. So
he did.
That wouldn't have happened anyway.
Yeah. So right now there's a planned, or it hasn't been planned, but the idea is that there'll be an auction that these will go to. Whether we'll, as builders, get to go down and be part of that, or I know Todd was hoping that he could at least get the instruments there and have all of the instruments have a photo session with the president, you know, to kind of cap end the project if possible.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the wood, can you name what the name of the wood is again?
It's Paulownia.
Paulownia. So was this Paulownia, was that like, was it difficult to work with? Was it like the properties of it, were they kind of similar to what you were used to?
It's a little bit different than most of the woods that I use. And it's, you know, in kind of in retrospect, I wish I'd used it on a top. Cause it's a very lightweight wood. I had a back and side set that I used, and there have been some challenges to it. It's kind of a softer wood relative to some of the other tone woods. So it's been a little bit challenging,
but exciting.
How
does it feel to be part of a project like this?
It's pretty amazing. I still haven't fully comprehended it at this point, that it's, you know, holding that wood and just trying to like imagine like where it came from. And this was grown by a president. And
years ago, maybe, like depending on how old the tree was, maybe while he was in office or there, right thereafter.
Right. Well, I think, you know, these, I think that they were planted in the late 90s.
Okay. You said it's a very fast-growing wood.
Yeah.
There you go.
So to tie in another part of this, right around the time that it was planted, so I got another piece of wood for this project that's kind of special and matches the whole flavor of it that was actually generously provided by Dave Seaton. And it's some white spruce that came down on his property during the blowdown. After the blowdown, he harvested a few trees and milled them up into tone woods. And he's built a few guitars out of that wood, both in the top, and I think I know he's used some birch, and I think some of the birch that he's built with came down during the blowdown as well. And so he had a set of this available still, and I was able to get it from him. And it ties in so well. Partially, Jimmy Carter signed the BWCA Act in 1974. I believe it was 74.
He was president, I want to say 76 to 80.
Okay, 78.
78.
So he signed the BWCA Act that gave the Boundary Waters the full protection that it has currently. So there were different instantiations of protection throughout the years, but then kind of what is in effect now currently was signed into law by Jimmy Carter. And this wood technically didn't come from inside the Boundary Waters because you can't do that because of the legislation that he signed.
But about as close as you could possibly
exactly,
get.
Exactly, as close as you can get. It would be quite ironic to use some wood, some Boundary Waters wood for a Jimmy Carter guitar. But about as close as you can get. And the fact that it's blowdown wood means I know that it came down on the 4th of July. So it's like tied into history.
This is a cosmic guitar right here. Right. This is destiny. That's amazing. I can't believe that. So you mentioned that this is going to be sold off, or this is going to be auctioned off.
Yep.
I assume just like a charity or something.
Right. And so that there's an event that right now it's not scheduled. Tentatively, they're thinking it will be next spring, but they're also trying to get in, from what I've heard, some kind of big name entertainment artists, musicians to come in and make a whole concert benefit event out of the, have a big gala ball.
So you didn't know who's going to be playing this thing?
I don't.
Wow. But you will know that it'll be Carter's wood mixed with some North Shore wood, and
right,
they'll be connected that way.
Yes,
that's incredible. I guess where can people learn more about this project?
Not too many places actually at the moment. I post some information about it, or I have posted some on Facebook and Instagram social media outlets. For right now, that's kind of it. And then there are a few other builders who post kind of about their project now and again. I kind of envision that going forward, there will be a big rollout. There was talk about possibly having some kind of magazine focus, something on this, or even like turning it into some kind of like even coffee table book.
Oh,
or
man.
Something along those lines, maybe not very large, but just something that documents this whole project and it kind of incorporates, shows kind of what each individual builder did with the wood. And at this point, all of this is still totally up in the air.
We'll stay tuned. We'll find out, hopefully.
Yeah. So these are kind of ideas that are being floated, and I don't know how much of it is going to come to fruition and what what exactly is going to happen. It's just kind of been a free form process, and you just say yes mm-hmm. and find out what happens as you go along.
Yeah. So this will be completed probably in the spring, you said?
Yeah, likely. I'm working. Okay. I have the body pretty much done right now, and I'm working on the neck at the moment.
Awesome. This is so cool. A guitar that's not only tied to a president and incidentally some American history, but also to the place where we live and you live, and you've got a connection from the Boundary Waters to a U.S. president. There
right.
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Drew Heinen, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this project.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Hopefully we'll learn more about it very soon.
Yeah.